This is Earth and Sky. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recently said it's expanded the U.S. tsunami warning system.
Improvements include adding enough employees to staff existing warning centers 24/7 and expanding the network of buoys that provide real-time tsunami detection. EarthSky called Paul Whitmore, director of the West Coast Alaska Tsunami Warning Center. He said high-risk areas for tsunamis include Alaska, Hawaii, and the west coast of the U.S.
Whitmore said if you live in a known tsunami hazard zone and you feel an earthquake, don't wait for an official warning to move inland or to higher ground. We also asked Whitmore what he's learned in his work as an expert in devastating tsunamis that's caused him to change the way he lives his life.
And that we really need to be prepared for just about any scenario. Warning centers don't have the luxury of saying, well, okay, in such and such a coast of the United States, we're just not going to see a tsunami. And that may be the best available science that tells us that, but you know, often best available science is wrong.
Our thanks today to NOAA. For more, come to our website, earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.